here at Rose on the House taking the opportunity to share with our Arizona homeowners interesting places of worship located throughout the state of Arizona. Right now, we're talking to an architect out of Tucson, Mr. Chauncey Myers, who just finished an incredible Byzantine architectural craftsmanship, unbelievable building up on the top of Mount Lemmon at Summerhaven. Chauncey, how does an architect from Tucson end up with a commission like this? How did you end up in Tucson? What kind of work were you doing that led somebody to say he's the guy for the job?
Yeah, I've been in Tucson since 72 when I graduated from Southern Illinois University in a degree in technical degree in architecture and a bachelor of science in interior design, and I wanted warmer climate, so I ended up in Tucson. Worked 6 years for the university in the facilities department as a draftsman, and then went back and got my degree in architecture in 81, and then opened my practice in 1984.
And what kind of work does Chauncey like to do?
Well, I do love residential. It's involved, much more involved, but dealing with people, changing a home, and you know how this is, Rosie. When you go into a home and it's okay, and when you finish it's just changes their lifestyle, changes their attitude, and that's the biggest pleasure I get out is actually remodeling is I get the most pleasure out of residential remodeling, and then I do commercial work also. It's sort of strange. I cut my teeth in remodeling at the University of Arizona, and I sort of have because you change something that's existing, and you make it so much better. So I guess if I was saying one thing, I really enjoy remodeling. It requires all the talent you can ever muster to understand what's behind the walls. And I'm working on a house right now. It's in Winter Haven here in Tucson. They're known for their winter lights, and it's an old veneer brick home with a center bearing wall with a kicker going up to a ridge beam, a ridge board, and we're putting a beam across there and opening up this house. It's going to completely change the way this house looks.
That particular subdivision has a homeowners association that says if you buy in here, you will put up Christmas lights.
There's no question about that. Not only that, many of the homes are on the National Registry.
Oh, it's a beautiful subdivision. We've walked it for the Christmas lights with our family when they were kids many times. Chauncey, if somebody wanted to try and get a hold of you and visit about the potentials of what their house could become, how would they do that?
Well, they go on my website, which is chaunceymeyer.com, or they can give me a call, and I'll give you my cell number here. And that's 520-349-0839. And I'd love to talk to anybody about what they would like to do. And it's always fun meeting new people and establishing a good working relationship with the owners and the contractors. I grew up, my father was a heating air conditioning contractor in Illinois, and he always told me that all work is honorable. And so I have a lot of respect for those men out each day that are performing the work that I draw. I can't say enough for those gentlemen and ladies. It's a pleasure working with them.
Well, I can't say enough about congratulating you for the completion of this shrine up at Summerhaven on Mount Lemmon. It is absolutely a gorgeous. And it is the type of project, if you appreciate fine craftsmanship, completely aside from the spiritual relationship of walking in the building, if you just know what it takes to put together a building like this, in the cuts that are so tight, the wood that's exposed in every dimension, it's jaw-dropping. Congratulations, Chauncey. It's a beautiful job.
Well, thank you, Rosie. And coming for you, that means a lot to me. Thank you so much.
Well, I appreciate you taking time out this weekend and joining us for a few minutes on the show. You have a great, blessed Easter weekend, my friend.
Well, bless you, and I hope all of our Christians and Jewish friends have a wonderful, wonderful, blessed weekend.
And before we leave Tucson, Kevin Rogers was saying something about
U of A game last night.
What happened?
U of A basketball game.
Oh, U of A Lady Wildcats made history. They're going to play in their very first championship game. And they beat the dynasty in women's basketball, UConn. Not only beat them, they just flattened them out. They played incredible defense. So Lady Wildcats play Sunday for the whole thing.
That's awesome. Congratulations. All right. Very good. Now, one of the other things I wanted to do in today's show is cover some of these other locations that we've got highlighted in places of worship throughout Arizona. Did you know one of the oldest synagogues, the oldest synagogue in Arizona, is in Tucson?
I did not.
I want to cover some of these other great places. I want to talk to you about your house, home, castle, or cabin. 1-888-767-4348.